I get here?
Huh? Yeah, don't be afraid to jump in. I'm gonna need your help.
No, I'm in too many of these fucking...
Well, you're gonna have to be in mine too. Podcast discrimination. Okay. You gotta help me. What if I get stuck?
No, I'll help you.
Cut out
what I said.
No! It has to be organic. All right, be quiet. I'm sorry. Hello! What's good, everybody? As you may have just seen or heard from that beautiful intro provided to you by Jay. Thank you. I am here to do a new podcast at Dive Studios. Thank you, Dive Studios. Thank you, Diane. Thank you, Eric Nam. Thank you, everybody, for your support. I finally made it! So we're up in here. And I just want to explain this to you guys real quick. What we're doing in this podcast is absolutely essential to the furtherment. What am I saying? It's a good theme, okay? I have a lot of questions. I'm a curious kid. I say that a lot in my interviews, but we're all curious people. We want to know more. Knowledge is power. And to be powerful, you need to have knowledge, okay? So the theme is, how did I get here? And it's where we live our best lives on the internet and come out the other side knowing more, but not knowing more at the same time. I really need a soundboard. I'm going to get one. And also a side note for those of you who don't know me, my name is Jay. I am currently the electric guitarist and a vocal in a band called Day 6 under JYP Entertainment. Sweet Chaos, my last album. Check it out. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. And also, please, please, please do remember to leave a review. Those matter to us. They matter to me. I check all of them. Check out vids on our YouTube, which is youtube.com/divestudios. And also, make sure to subscribe for beautiful content by all the beautiful podcasts out here. We're going to get this section started off today. Basically, what we do on the show, like I introduced before, is that we start with one question, which is going to lead us down this straight rabbit hole, like the one that, you know, like at 3 a.m. in the morning, you're on your phone, you're about to sleep. And then you go to a really weird place on YouTube. So that's what we're doing in real time. And we're going to start this internet search. The first question for today is actually super interesting. I actually discovered this like last year. I might be a little bit late to the game. Because I saw it as a meme first on like, I think it was Twitter. Or Instagram, I'm not sure. And I was just like, what? Anyway. And today's question is, what is the Mandela effect? Bum, bum, bum. Alrighty, first and foremost, the Mandela effect is really interesting because it's been around in culture for a while. And I feel like I was a little bit late to the game like 2 years ago when we were talking about it. So what I remember from the meme was people remember things in the past a certain way, right? For example, let's say it's currently the year 2030 and we are talking about the past iPhone 11, right? I may remember it to have three cameras, but the internet and pictures from the past is telling me that actually had two cameras. So I think it's kind of like a Matrix Inception kind of thing, right? Where it's like you remember things and everyone around you remembers it the same exact way. But for some odd reason, when you go back and look at pictures or like evidence about it, it's a different way. This is really weird. I feel like I'm talking to myself. All right, Bevan. Right? Okay. Anyway. So that's what it is. And we're going to jump into the actual definition via Google. The Mandela effect refers to a situation in which a large mass of people believes that an event occurred when it did not. Looking at the origin of the Mandela effect, some famous examples, as well as some potential explanations for this strange confluence? What does that even mean? It's confluence. Stop laughing. What's confluence? Confluence of perceptions can help to shed light on this unique phenomenon. Let me read this again. Looking at the origin of the Mandela effect, some famous examples as well as some potential explanations for this strange confluence of perceptions can help to shed light on this unique phenomenon. Okay, so you guys know what that means. It refers to a situation in which a large mass of people believe that an event occurred when it did not. Exactly like I was saying before. We're in 2030. We're looking back at 2020 and where everyone feels like the iPhone 11 had three cameras. But then when we look back on pictures or proof, they had two, right? So it's like the weirdest thing. And like when people talk about it, everyone was like, nah, that can't be real. That can't be real. You know, it's got to be a misunderstanding. But then you look back at all these events Like, I remember the one that I saw was the Bernstein Bears. And, right? Everyone remembers it. Well, I don't know about everyone listening to the podcast, but everyone definitely from my generation remembers it as the Bernstein Bears. For those who don't know what the Bernstein Bears is, I'm going to Google it real quick. It was like a little book series in the libraries or like the classrooms in elementary school. There were like little cartoons, right? And they were like these, like this group, like this family of bears that just lived their everyday lives, and they were like in a comic book, right? And they were super famous. They were all across the United States, I feel like, in every classroom. Everyone in my generation has definitely seen it. But the weird thing is, everybody remembers it as the Bernstein Bears, right? But bam, it is actually the Berenstain Bears. That's the weirdest thing. That's so weird. Like, for those of you who don't know what the Bernstein Bears is, you may not be getting the effects yet. We're going to get there with you. But for everyone that does know what the Bernstein Bears is, this is really weird. And I'm sure there are people who haven't heard of the Mandela Effect, because obviously I couldn't have been the only one. So we're going to go and look at some examples of the Mandela Effect and then hopefully educate some of the people who aren't feeling it with the Bernstein Bears right now, right? Okay, number one, the Monopoly Man's monocle. This is trippy too, because everyone who had Monopoly, everyone knows what Monopoly is, right? Either you've been gifted it, you played with it in your classroom, you play with your friends. It was just a kickback, chill, house party, sleepover kind of game, right? Everyone's played it. Think back. Just go into your head real quick. Think all the way back. What did Mr. Monopoly look like? What was he wearing? He was wearing a suit. He had his long… Exactly. He had his long hat thing. I feel so stupid here. I don't feel appreciated. Nah, but okay. Top hat. Is that really what it is? Okay. Think back on what he was wearing. He had his top hat. He had his little nice suit or like tux. He had his bow tie. You know, sometimes he had a money bag. But what was on his face? Do you or do you not remember the monocle? Do you remember it? The monocle was there. It was freaking there. But according to, what do you call this? Photographical evidence, looking back on the Monopoly Man's monocle, it never existed. Brah! Mandela Effect. Okay, that's the first one. And they're saying for decades, rich Uncle Pennybags. He had a name? I just thought it was Mr. Monopoly. Okay, rich Uncle Pennybags has been the de facto mascot for Monopoly, the Parker Brothers, a game that somehow made real estate exciting. True. Some insistent Pennybags completes his top hat and business attire ensemble with a monocle. Yeah, but that's not true. He never wore one. So everyone seems to be conflating his depiction with that Mr. Peanut, the Planner's mascot, who sports a single corrective. These words are too hard. Next one. Jiffy Peanut Butter. Do you guys remember Jiffy Peanut Butter? Do you know what that is? I have no idea what that is. No. The blue one. Wait, is it the blue one? Why do I not remember that? I don't know, dude. Okay, anyway. Jiffy Peanut Butter. They said, if you look forward to your school lunch break because your parent or guardian packed a Jiffy Peanut Butter sandwich, delectable, your childhood may be a lie. While both Jif and Skippy brands had line store shelves, there had never been a Jiffy brand. Brah! You should see her expression right now. She looked crazy. Mandela Effect is so wild. Right? Because you remember Jiffy. Exactly. No, you did. You did. So what's Jif? Do you remember Jif? Oh. I don't think it's Jiffy. It's Jif. They're like peanut butter brands. So J-I-F. There's Jif and there was Skippy. Do you remember Skippy? I think that was a blue one, right? Okay, I remember that one. But everyone remembers Jiffy, apparently. I don't, but everyone remembers Jiffy and no one remembers. But it's actually not true. So I think what they're saying is that because we had Jif and Skippy, somehow they ended up formulating together in the minds of millions, if not billions of people, and became Jiffy. Okay, next one. Hello, Clarice. Oh, Clarice. I haven't seen that movie. It's a conspiracy. Everything is a lie. What you believed in the past, everything is a lie, starting from Jiffy to Hello, Clarice, to the fruit of the...
Clarice.
Hello, Clarice. Everything's a lie. It doesn't matter exactly. I don't even remember it properly. But anyway, I guess one point to really touch upon before I move on with more examples is that I'm kind of shook. I didn't know there was this many examples. Like, I just saw like one meme and I was like, oh, that's really weird. Bernstein Bears. Berenstein Bears. That just, it doesn't roll off the tongue right. It just feels really weird coming out of my mouth. But why? Why is this happening? Like, we were just talking about their reasoning for Jiffy peanut butter, right? And they were saying that Jiffy is the conclusion of Jif and Skippy having been main brands, and somehow our minds just meshed them together and made them Jiffy. But then we need a question. Is that the truth? Everything's a conspiracy. You must question yourself. And I guess this kind of segues off into like me believing that everything you believe, you should believe for your own personal reasons. Like, your opinion could be the same as the public opinion or the popular opinion, but I feel like you should have your own reasons for believing that opinion. Okay? Rewinding it back to the topic. That's so weird. I guess people talk about like how the whole Mandela effect kind of segues off from like an alternate reality, right? Like an alternate reality, or like, would you say it was time travel as well? How would time travel? Oh, it's kind of like the butterfly effect, huh? So like, let's say someone like traveled back in time from like 2050 to save the world. But in order to save the world, Bernstein Bears couldn't be Bernstein Bears. They had to be Berenstein Bears. And that somehow chained their events to save the world. That makes no sense. What are you thinking? Okay. Time travel, I feel like it could happen. I don't know anything about time or space or anything. I hope it happens. There's a lot of things in my past that I want to change. You know, like those moments where you're just like thinking late at night? Dude, I have so many memories like that from like 10 years back. And I'm just like, I shouldn't have done that. Life is ruined. And it still feels fresh, like fresh wounds like yesterday. If time travel ever opens up, hit me up. I got you. I don't got that much money, but I'm in. I'm in for sure. But overall, I think alternate realities could be kind of a thing. It's kind of like the Matrix, right? Like the red pill, blue pill. That's kind of an interesting theory too. What if we are actually living the blue pill? Wait, was the blue pill the good one or the bad one? Dude, this movie's like the movie of our generation. You have a French poster up and you... Is it French? Croyer, Aline, Croyer. Do you speak French?
No, but that's like a Spanish Creole.
Oh, can you do that again? That's so cool.
Creole.
Creole. Creole. Dude, other languages are so cool sometimes. I just love how they sound like French or like Spanish sometimes. Like, I was singing Despacito one time, like, quiero despirar tu cuello despacito. And I was like, woo! Sound good. Okay. Okay, we still rolling, my bad. Going back to like alternate realities are kind of interesting. So like, how does that function? So there's point A, and then from point A, you could do action A or one or two. And depending on that action, they become alternate realities. Kind of like a tree graph, like going up. Okay, so let's say there's this coffee cup, right? Alternate reality A would be, I grab this cup and I drink. Alternate reality B would be, I did not drink. And that would somehow decide if the world is saved or not 10 years later. Like the Berenstein Bears. That still feels so weird. Okay, I don't get it. If anyone understands, please comments. I don't understand. Help me. We are in this adventure together. We're in this ride-along together. I'm trying to figure this out just as much as you guys. All right, I'm going to look through these real quick. Obviously, there's the Berenstein Bears. Whoa! Okay. Watch. No, this is so weird. All right, this one's called Kazam, not Shazam. So everyone who knows Shaq in our generation, well, I'm sure like newer generations, still older generations, they all know Shaq. You know, Shaq's super famous. He's a really big guy. He had a movie in 1996 called, that we think is called Shazam. It's not called Shazam. It's called Kazam. Why are you so accepting of this? Oh, you heard it? This is so weird. I could go outside, ask Eric right now. He'll say Shazam. I could go ask Brian. He'll say Shazam. Everyone will say Shazam. You at home probably thought Shazam until I said Kazam. Mandela effect. It's a conspiracy. It's so weird. Okay, so what they say is the most startling example of the Mandela effect, the widespread belief that an entire feature film exists titled Shazam, starring actor and comedian Sinbad as a genie. What people are recollecting is probably Kazam, a 1996 comedy starring NBA great Shaquille O'Neal as a wish-granting mystical figure. There's no way it was called Kazam. I'm like Berenstein Bears and Berenstein Bears, maybe. I was stupid. I didn't know how to read. Possibly. I just listened to what everybody else said. I'm assuming that that could have been the situation. Jiffy peanut butter. Okay, it makes sense. Jiff and what was it? Spiffy? It was Skippy. Jiff and Skippy peanut butter. They mesh and become Spiffy. Wait, what was it? Was it originally called? Yeah. I'm so confused. It's a conspiracy. All right. Okay, anyway, but getting unpacked. Like, all of those, like, I understand. Like, there's a reasoning for it. But this? Dude, hell no. Hell no. Shazam was Shazam. It was no way it was Kazam. For sure. 100. Everyone watching this right now, if you remember this movie, think really hard in your head. Don't just take it as fact and be like, oh yeah, it was probably Kazam. Like, think really hard. You remember the S. I know you do. If you don't, that's weird. Or am I weird? I don't know. I'm not that smart. Like, my memory retention is that of a goldfish. Like, I tell that to everybody I meet. Like, names and faces and all that stuff. Like, my memory really bad. Anyway, that was the last one on the list. But that was so crazy. Kazam was not Shazam. Okay. Tripping me out. Anyway, that's it for the Mandela Effect. Woo! I hope you learned as much as I did. Because I learned a lot and I'm really freaked out. I feel like I'll have how to do this and like how to flow it smoothly by the end of the day. Yeah, I didn't realize that time was this short. It feels really short. All right, now that we saw some of my questions and that we've realized that Shazam is not Shazam, it's Kazam. It is now time to reciprocate and answer some of your questions. We actually went to some of the questions that you guys have been sending me on Twitter. And the first one is from @FluffyJE. Would you answer my boring question? I just want to ask, how was your day? That is a really good question. Currently, it is 7:46 a.m. Today, I woke up at 4:50 a.m. Bless you. And we are actually here for a shoot and what's supposed to be a pretty fun day with a lot of my good friends. I think they're my friends. But yeah, my day is going spectacular. I hope it's yours as well. I've had my cup of coffee, which is now diluted into coffee water, which is the best kind of coffee. And yeah, that's my day. The second question is from Wanderlust0755. Hey, quick question. Do you think that the S or the C in scent is silent? By the way, love you lots. Old question. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to… No. How do I answer this? S or the C? Okay. So the answer for this question is you got to go back to the root of the question. The lifelong, the century-old question is the S or the C silent? I've had people like… I think I've asked this before and everyone just told me I'm stupid. So there you go. All right, now it's time to wrap up our show. But before doing that, I definitely want to shout out the IG and Twitter of @TheDiveStudios. Follow for great, beautiful content. Also, youtube.com/DiveStudios. And obviously, I'm going to plug myself. So do we do the pluggy things here? Or is it just like I have to shout it out and just like type it in, like barbaric kind of system? Or okay, we'll figure it out. Follow me at @J_Day6 on Twitter and @EAJPARK on Instagram. Alrighty, and just I guess in closing, today was kind of interesting. I may have been like here and there all over the place, But I'm getting used to it. It's my first time here. You know, Dan's here to help. She's going to be talking me through all these sessions. She's going to punch it pay real good. You know what I mean? She's going to make me beautiful. She's going to make everything sound perfect. Right? Yeah. I've always wanted to have like my own thing where I could just like talk and be myself and be really weird. That was weird. That was that was really weird. Anyway, the show is going to definitely get a little bit smoother. Just give me a little bit of time to function a little better and just get used to the system maybe a bit more. It's my first podcast. Please give me some breaks. But if you guys have any comments about anything, structure, how I should be responding to these questions, what kind of questions, or if you guys even had any concept ideas, please send them in to the comments below. Or is it like comments? I'm used to YouTube, sorry. Okay, redo. Guys, go on the app, Apple Podcasts, and leave a review, okay? You need to do that. I need to survive. Okay, you need to go on there and leave the review that says, what's our show called? How Did I Get Here is the best podcast of 2020. We're starting this 2020 off right. Let's do it, guys. Let's get it in there, fam. Let's go. That's it. Bye. That's so weird. Next one's gonna be better, I promise. I promise. How did I get here?